Here are the men who will play in this afternoon's ball game. The umpires right now at home plate are receiving the batting orders that we're about to give you. For Milwaukee, leading off, it'll be Shandy at second base. Logan will hit second. He'll be at shortstop. Matthews will be hitting third. He'll be at third base. Then comes Hank Aaron in center field. Hank Aaron in center field because Billy Bruton and Mantilla down at Pittsburgh ran together and were injured on the play. All that means that they're going to be out for about 10 days. So Aaron's in center field. West Covington is in left. He'll hit fifth. Hitting sixth is Corey at first base. Basco in right field hitting seventh. Sawatsky to catcher. And the pitcher is Brad Buell with a record of 9-5. Well, the Brooklyn Dodgers leading off will be Neal. He'll be at shortstop. Gilliam will be at second base. Snyder will be in center field. And then hitting fourth is Elmer Vallow, the left fielder. Gino Cimoli in right field this afternoon hitting fifth. And Hodges at first base hitting sixth. Roy Campanella hitting seventh will be doing the catching. Don Zimmer hitting eighth. He'll be at third base. And Sal Magley will be doing the pitching. Sal Magley with a 3-2 record. And no record this year with the Milwaukee Braves. The umpire in chief behind the plate for this one is Ken Burkhart. Hal Dixon will be at first, and Ed Sudol will be at second, with Tom Gorman, the senior of the group, down at third. The Brooklyn Dodgers have come out to take the field here under ideal playing conditions. Warm, breeze blowing out toward right field. Just the kind of day you like to sit around the ballpark and enjoy the activity on the field. Enjoy being with the folks you like to visit with during ball games. Sal Magley getting ready out in the mound, is ready to fire his first pitch now, and as soon as Ken Burkhart calls the first hitter up for the Milwaukee Braves, and that'll be Red Shandy. Calling up to the microphone now, speaking for Lucky Strike and Company for the play-by-play, here's Ben Scully. Ben?
Thank you, Al, and good afternoon, everybody. Very pleasant day to you, wherever you may be, as the Dodgers and the Milwaukee Braves begin this doubleheader, or I should say a two-game series, one today and then tomorrow night. It's a great way to start a day off, isn't it? Say about 25 words and you're wrong already. Okay. Red Cheney's batting 302. 9 home runs, 38 runs batted in. The redhead has hit in 10 straight games. Takes a pitch, it misses. Ball one. 1-0. Red Cheney, Johnny Logan, and Eddie Matthews. Lucky Strike, blowing smoke rings to you, wishing you the very best from Ebbets Field. 1-0 pitch is outside. Ball two. 2-0. Looks in to get a sign from Campanella. Shane Dean's waiting now, and Sal delivers 2-0 and gets it in for the strike. 2-1. Magley back again, 2-1. The pitch is belted high and deep to right field. Cimoli to the base of the wall looking up at it, and this one is out of here. Over the screen and gone. Chandon sits a 2-1 pitch over the screen into Bedford Avenue, and the Braves have picked up a run in the first inning. For Chandon, his 10th home run, his 39th run batted in, and he has now hit in 11 straight games. And the batter, Johnny Logan. John batting 263, and Magley serves him and misses outside. Ball one. Logan with 6 home runs, 27 runs batted in. Magley back again. The curve cut on and missed. 1-1. The Cubs and the Giants are playing a single ball game. Dave Hillman and Ray Crone in that one. It's not yet underway. Cardinals and Phillies play a doubleheader. And the Phillies are leading 3-0 at the end of two innings. Vaughn McDaniel against Kurt Simmons. 1-1 is a fastball at the hand. Ball two. 2-1. The Phillies got their 3 runs in the first inning as Rip Rafalski hit a home run with 2 on. Though that's a big day at Philadelphia. The Cardinals and the Phillies in 2. Cincinnati and the Pirates will play 2. Logan swings and fouls the pitch away. 2-2. Alan Roth comes up with a very interesting note. Shane Dean for that leadoff home run in the first inning. It marks his first home run that he has hit here at Ebbets Field since 1952. And it's only the third home run that Shane Dean has ever hit here at Ebbets Field. Magley delivers and a pitch is hit down toward short. Neal has to hurry, almost bobbles and still makes his play for the out. Oh, Logan goes out short to first, one out. continue with our scores, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. At the end of four innings, 1-0 in favor of Cincinnati. And Art Fowler, Swanson relieved by Perky in the first inning. And that's the first of two. The Yankees and White Sox will be playing two, not yet underway. Red Sox and Cleveland, the Indians lead 1-0 at the end of one inning. Baltimore, Detroit, Washington, Kansas City playing doubleheaders, but no report. The batter is Eddie Matthews, hitting 303, and Magley's slow curve comes in and over for a strike, 0-1. Braves have a run here in the first inning on Red Chandine's leadoff home run. Eddie Matthews the batter now, and the strike one pitch to Eddie, missing just outside, 1-1. The Dodgers do not have a Matthews shift on. However, Charlie Neal has overshifted so much to his left that he is almost back of the bag at second. He's right on the fringe of the grass. Magley ready. Comes back and misses outside again. Ball two. 2-1. Matthews with 18 home runs, 49 runs batted in. And then the big man, not only in the Milwaukee lineup, but in the league, Mr. Henry Aaron on deck. Magley takes time for a moment, backs off the rubber. The 12th meeting between the two clubs, and the Braves have taken 7 of the preceding 11. Magley delivers, and the fastball is bounced down to Gilliam. Jim is up with it cleanly, throws to first, and we have two outs. And now Mr. Henry Aaron. Let's see what Henry's done. He leads the major leagues in the most hits with 123, the most home runs, 28, the most runs batted in, 75. He leads the National League in batting average, 348. Swings a base hit just as easy as you please. Boy, what a hitter. Vallow gets the ball back in, and Henry Aaron is now hit in 15 straight games. Aaron also leads in most runs scored, 67. You know, one-man gang, Mr. Henry Aaron. Two hits off Magley here in the first inning. The Braves have a run. Two out on the batter, Wes Covington, hitting 287 with 5 home runs, 13 runs batted in. Wes, left-hand batter. Out on deck, Frank Torrey, another left-hand hitter. Magley throws to first. Aaron had a short lead and hops back on. Magley ready and set. Takes a peek at first and bends the curve. It's cut on and foul tipped away. 0-1. Both Felix Mantilla and Billy Bruton have knee injuries after that collision at Pittsburgh, and they're in bed over the weekend. Not supposed to stir at all till at least Monday. The strike one pitch to Covington. Fastball sliced down the left field line, going foul. That'll carry back into the crowd. Zimmer running down into the corner. Vallow coming over, but neither man had a play. 0-2 the count. The sun doing us a great favor, beginning to burn off the overcast now. We have some blue skies up above. And a very light breeze rippling out towards right. So if you're anywhere in the vicinity of the ballpark, come on out and spend some time with us. Shaping up as a pleasant afternoon, weather-wise. Strike two pitch. Fastball got him looking. Wes Covington with a shocked look as he turned around to look at Kenny Burkhardt and now walks away. In the first inning for the Braves, Red Chandine hit a home run. One run on two hits. Henry Aaron left at first base. There were no Dodger errors. And at the end of half an inning, the Braves have a run and the Dodgers will be coming up. Now we have a chance, we'd like to point out, a group of over 400 here from the Burnside Center of East Hartford, Connecticut, enjoying the ball game today. And for all you folks along the Dodger Network, if you'd like to attend a Dodger ball game in a group with your friends, the man to contact is Jim Murray, care of the Dodgers, 215 Montague Street in Brooklyn. All right, bottom of the first inning, the Braves have a run, and the Dodgers now seeing what they can do against Bob Buell. Charlie Neal will lead it off, and Buell delivers fastball that's fouled back out of play. Charlie hitting 262 with 4 home runs, 24 runs batted in. Playing fine shortstop defensively, although his hitting has tailed off considerably. He's dropped around 14 or 15 points in the last few days. Neal, Gilliam, and Snyder. Buell trying to rub a few wrinkles into a new baseball now, backs off the rubber. Eddie Matthews up about even with the bag at third. Buell ready in the strike one pitch to Neal. Breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Bob Buell, 9 wins and 5 defeats. He is 3-0 against Brooklyn. The other pitcher with an honor like that is Bob Purkey. One runner, fastball, foul back to the net. 1-2. Lifetime, Buell with 14 wins and 6 defeats. Making his 11th start lifetime against Brooklyn here at Ebbets Field. Bob throws very hard. The control is always his problem, but it also represents a problem to the hitters. They don't like to dig in against him too much. He leads the league in most walks, 66. The 1-2 pitch, sharp curve, whacked down the left field line. That's going to be in there and go into the corner. Covington having to play the count, and Charlie Neal will spin into second with a stand-up double. Neal doubling into left field corner to open up matters in the bottom of the first inning. Sawatsky went into the Brave dugout and changed gloves. The second pitch to Charlie Neal, I think, broke a webbing in the first glove, so Sawatsky made the change. All right, Jim Gilliam, batting .255, one home run, 17 runs batted in. He has hit in 12 straight games. Buell looks at second and delivers. Junior takes up high, ball one. Gilliam actually tried to keep his streak alive yesterday and had a base hit, but the ball game was washed away. It didn't count. Buell, another look at second. The 1-0 pitch. Gilliam belts it to right field, but back near the wall is Pasco to grab it for the out. Neal tags at second and alertly moves on to third. A nice base-running play by Charlie Neal. Neal, instead of committing himself on the line drive to right, went right to the bag and held. And as Pasco caught it at the base of the wall, Charlie was off like a shot and made third base easily. So the Dodgers now have their potential tying run at third base with one out. And Duke Snyder the batter. The Duke batting .272 with 18 home runs, 45 runs batted in. The right side of the infield is very deep. Shane Deans, the wanderer out there, is out on the grass. Corey very deep. Third baseman Matthews is up. Snyder swings a high towering foul off first base. There'll be no play on the ball. It eventually goes back, catches the top of the roof, and goes out. 0-1. Charlie Neal at third base with one out. Last of the first inning, the Braves lead 1-0. On deck, Elmer Vallow. Ready, the strike one pitch to the Duke. Half swing, but he checked just in time, and the pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Snyder started offer and just did check. And the Dodger fans begin that rhythmical applause now, trying to stir up a few base hits and some runs. Snyder swings a high twisting foul the other way down the left field line. There might be a play on this one. Coming over and trying to one-hand it. Two men, Logan and Matthews, tagging up as Neal. He'll score as Matthews throws to the plate too late. Charlie Neal ran a run-in for Brooklyn in the first inning. Both Logan and Matthews converged on the ball in the bullpen. Neal, who had been alert to go to third on a fly ball to right, was just as alert on that twisting foul. Bagged up and came over, and she's all tied 1-1. Charlie Neal, aiding the cause a great deal. Some fine heads-up base running. She's all tied 1-1. Two out in the first inning, and Elmer Vallow, the batter. Elmer hitting .324. Neal delivers, sharp curve at his feet. Ball one. The Braves are run on two hits. The Dodgers are run on one hit. The 1-0 pitch, Elmer, way high and outside. Ball two. 2-0. It's a very tough play for Matthews. First of all, when you get down off foul ground, maybe 10 or 15 feet, it's sloping for drainage purposes. Eddie was also running away from the plate. Vallow lines a single to center. Aaron gets the ball back in, so the Dodgers continue. Vallow singles up the middle. Brave bullpen will stir immediately. And just about the biggest man you'll find in the National League gets up, Mr. Dean Conley. All 6'8" of him. The batter is Gino Cimoli, hitting .313 with 9 home runs, 36 runs batted in. Gino has been the most effective Dodger batter against the Braves this year. He's hit .359 against Milwaukee. Three of Gino's four home runs that he has hit at Ebbets Field have come against the Braves. Curveball is down low. Ball one. 1-0. O'Neill opened up with a double, went to third on a fly ball to right, scored on a foul ball down the left field line, and now Vallow is singled. The 1-0 pitch, the fastball low. Ball two. 2-0. Brave run came on Red Chandine's home run. Well, Cimoli was singing 3-0 the other night and won a ball game for Brooklyn. The 2-0 pitch to him is taken just outside. Ball three. Well, we'll see how Brooklyn plays it again. Cimoli up there with a 3-0 count. Looks to Billy Herman. Buell wanders off the rubber now just as quickly as up on top. A 3-0 pitch to Gino, taken for the strike. 3-1. One pitch, cut on and fouled away. Breaking ball at the knees. Full count to Cimoli. Two out in the first inning of a 1-1 tie. Elmer Vallow at first base. Throw to first just to keep Vallow close to the bag. Lucky Strike sending it all to you on a pleasant Sunday afternoon. Vallow goes, a 3-2 or a high foul to the left of the plate. Sawatzky coming over, he has room. Matthews comes from third, but Sawatzky stays with it for the out. Cimoli fouling out the catcher, Carl Sawatzky. In the first inning for Brooklyn, thanks to some smart base running by Charlie Neal, the Dodgers pick up a run. One run on two hits, they leave a man, and there were no brave errors. The end of one inning of play, Milwaukee won and Brooklyn won. And just like that, here's Al.
Well, it's all tied up as we go to the top of the second inning with Torrey stepping up to the plate. Let's get right back to Ben.
Frank Torrey batting .271. Magley starts him with a curve and finds the corner for a strike, 0-1. Zach Weed must have been quite a man, you know. Played 20 years without ever being thrown out of a ball game. A gentleman. Torrey with three home runs, 21 runs batted in, will be followed by Andy Pasco and Carl Sawatzky. Magley back with a pitch that's belted to right field. Cimoli running parallel to the wall, turns and has to play to carry him off the ledge. Torrey on his way to second. Cimoli's throw to second is not in time. Gets by Neal, but it's backed up by Zimmer. So Frank Torrey starts the Braves off in the second inning, doubling off the right field ledge. It makes a great deal of distance where that ball hits out there in right field. If it hits the screen, it comes straight down. If it hits the wall, it'll come back at you. But if it hits the ledge, it bounces high in the air, and all the right fielder can do is wait for it to come down, and that usually means the extra base. Dodger bullpen up in a hurry now. Sandy Koufax and Carl Erskine. Torrey at second, nobody out, and the batter Andy Pasco hitting .279. Magley takes a peek at second, works the plate, and misses low. Ball one. One tie in the second inning. Magley ready. The 1-0 pitch to Pasco. Sidearm curve that drops too low. Ball two. 2-0. Sandy Koufax and Carl Erskine throwing in the Dodger bullpen here in the second inning. Frank Torrey has just doubled off the right field screen. On deck, Carl Sawatzky. Koufax and Erskine are easing up a little bit down in the bullpen. They've been throwing pretty hard, so they're about ready if they have to come in a hurry. Magley checks his sign. Sal ready. The 1-1 pitch to Bob Buell. High fastball that he reached for and didn't get. 1-2. Magley staring in. The 1-2 pitch to Bob Buell. Curveball got him looking.
Bagley now has three strikeouts. He strikes out Sawatzky and Buell to close out the inning. And even though he gave up an opening inning double to Frank Torrey, he leaves him right there at second base. No runs ahead, a man left on. The end of an inning and a half, Brooklyn 1, Milwaukee 1.
And now we move into the last half of the second inning here at Ebbets Field with Hodges, Campanella, and Zimmer, and quarter past nine, Vin Scully.
Well, that's the time I bought the watch, and I'm sentimental about things like that.
Well, that's what I said. It all figures, Vin.
A 1-1 tie, bottom of the second, Gil Hodges, Roy Campanella, and Don Zimmer. Gil batting .308. He has 10 home runs, 39 runs batted in. Braves have worked the ball around the infield, and Mr. Bob Buell is ready to do some pitching now in the second inning. Gil settling in the hitter's box. Don't forget Friday night, July the 19th, Gil Hodges night, and a twilight night doubleheader to boot. We certainly hope you'll be with us. Buell ready and delivers to Hodges in for a strike on one. Tell you one thing about Gil, he's scared to death about Hodges night. Big, quiet, on the shy side. He doesn't like the idea of being in the spotlight. Fastball is in there, 0-2. Rube Walker gave him some wonderful suggestions, though, for Friday night. He told Gil he should be thrown out of the game at his first at-bat of the first game, then get thrown out before the second game starts, then he wouldn't have to worry about trying to produce in front of all his friends. You be there Friday night. The 0-2 pitch to Hodges, a little high, ball one, 1-2. Hodges, Campanella, Zimmer. 1-1 tie, second inning. Buell back with a sharp curve. Hodges swings and misses, and his bat goes all the way out towards short. So Gil strikes out. First strikeout for Bob Buell, and the batter, Roy Campanella. Campanella batting .236 with 12 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Buell works quickly, sets his first pitch at the knees for a strike, and Campanella lets out a holler you can hear up here as he backs out, turned and really let out an anguished cry to plate umpire Kenny Burkhart. Buell's back again to strike one pitch outside, 1-1. Buell checking signs. Bob ready. 1-1 pitch to Campanella. Curve cut on and missed up around his eyes. Actually, Campy, I imagine, figuring the curveball would break more. And it stayed up there at the eyes, and 1-2. Buell back again. Fastball cut on, a high foul back of the plate. Sawatzky lost it in the sun. Now comes charging back, and it drops in front of him. Well, that's a tough play for any catcher. Sawatzky whirled and looked right up into the glare and couldn't find the ball, then made a belated start back towards the screen, and it landed about 3 feet in front of him. So Campanella has a life. One ball, two strikes. Campy backs out for a moment. He's in again. 1-2, the count to Roy. One out in the second inning, a 1-1 tie. Buell delivers 1-2. Fastball at the knees. Campanella caught looking, growling as he walked away. Well, Bob Buell has struck out two men. Shane Deans 1-for-1, hitting .304, followed by Johnny Logan and Eddie Matthews. 1-1 tie in the third. The Braves a run on three hits, the Dodgers a run on two hits. Dean settles in the hitter's box. Magley points to Hodges on the right side, alerting Gil, I imagine, in the event there might be a bunt. Magley delivers, and the first pitch to Shane Dean's over for a strike. 0-1. Zimmer up inside the bag at third. Magley back again with a strike one, and Shane Dean's has to hop away, pitch at his feet. One ball, one strike. Just a light breeze blowing out towards right. Mag Bentley winds. The 1-1 pitch to Shane Deans. Cut on a line drive to left. Charging it as Vallo. Grabs it, goes to his knees, and holds on to it. A nice play by Elmer. Vallo came on as that sinking line drive into slightly left center. Caught the ball at his knees and tore out a big divot from the outfield, stumbled, went to his knee, and might have twisted his leg a little bit as he walked back to his position. Oh, we have one out, and Johnny Logan the batter. Logan hitting .262. Bounced out short the first in the first inning. Wait till they let a roar out on what the Pirates have did, what the Pirates did in the fifth inning against Cincinnati. Five runs. It'll be Pirates 5, Cincinnati 2 at the end of five innings. The 1-0 pitch to Johnny Logan, a curve in for a strike, 1-1. But the Pirates have did. Oh. One and one. On deck, Eddie Matthews. Magny ready and delivers. Sidearm pitch, cut on, is a high pop fly at a very shallow left center. Snyder's calling all the way. He comes over and takes it. Two down. I think they're going to change the scoreboard and write on that Philadelphia thing. There it is. Phillies 5, Cardinals nothing at the end of 4. When he puts the 5 runs up for the Pirates in the bottom of the 5th inning, I imagine there'll be another roar. Eddie Matthews the batter. 2 out. Bases empty in the 3rd. A 1-1 tie. Matthews batting .302. Eddie bounced out 2nd to 1st in the 1st inning. Magley's fastball over for the strike. 1-1. Staring in. Now the strike one pitch. Change up when the balloon is way too high. 1-1. Magley staring in to get his sign. Campanella flashing it out to him. Down delivers 1-1. Fastball cut on a high slice fly ball to left field. Vallo coming on and calling. Waits now, backs up a step and takes it for the out. Oh, that's it for the Braves in the 3rd inning. 3 fly balls. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 1, Milwaukee 1. Paulie Neal doubled in the 1st inning, right into the left field corner, and eventually came around to score the Dodger run. He's batting .265. Neal, Gilliam, and Snyder, the way the Dodgers stack up here in the bottom of the 3rd. Buell ready and delivers. Fastball a trifle low, ball 1. Braves and Dodgers at it again tomorrow night. Don Drysdale and Bob Trowbridge. Buell ready, and the 1-0 pitch to Neal. Breaking ball inside, ball 2. He's talking about Trowbridge. He's a fellow who's up in the air right now. Wife expecting a baby, and she went to the hospital today, and he is sure hoping that the baby will be delivered before he pitches tomorrow night. 2-0 pitch to Charlie Neal is down low, ball 3. Be pretty rough to have to go out there to the mound wondering about whether you're going to be a parent any minute or not and still have to concentrate on strikes, huh? 3-0 pitch. In there for the strike. 3-1. Neal started to go to first, then comes back. So Bob Trowbridge and Don Drysdale tomorrow night. Hope you folks will be with us. The 3-1 pitch to Charlie Neal, cut on and missed. Strike 2, and he staggered under the backlash of his swing. He was cutting that hard. Full count. 1-1 tie, bottom of the 3rd inning. Neal, first man up. Full count pitch to Charlie, way outside, and low, ball 4. So Neal is on. The Dodgers like to use this weapon right now. Neal on the base paths, and Gilliam the batter. We'll see if they play a little hit and run or not. The Braves have Eddie Matthews inside 3rd in the event of a bunt. Frank Torrey holding Neal at first, also ready to charge.